The kingdom of heaven is like a merchant in search of fine pearls, who on finding one pearl of great value, went and sold all that he had and bought it. Covenant Network invites you to join Patty Schneier as she and her guests talk about one of the greatest moments in our lives, when we discover our personal vocation from God, our pearl of great price. From that point on, nothing is the same. Our yes determines our unique pathway to holiness and how we will live for Christ here on earth. Join her to hear inspiring stories of discernment, response, perseverance, and joy. And now, here is Patty Schneier.
And welcome to another edition of The Pearl of Great Price, the show that celebrates the beauty of every vocation and the joy in living it out. My name is Patty Schneier. I'm your host here on Covenant Network. And thanks so much for joining us today. We are glad that you have tuned in. Today, we have a wonderful married couple with us in studio, Bob and Jackie Schumer, a couple that has given so much to the church in many different ways. And I can't wait to hear their story in their own words. But first, let's ponder some words of inspiration from St. John Chrysostom in light of the vocation of marriage. St. John Chrysostom was a bishop, a renowned preacher, and one of the church's most celebrated theologians. In his day, he was also considered one of the most important witnesses to the Catholic faith. He wrote beautifully on the sacrament of marriage and was apparently a bit of a romantic. This quote is so timeless and so beautiful, it was included in the Catechism of the Catholic Church. And for those of you who think that the Catholic Church is outdated or out of touch with real love, that it wants to stifle romance, or that it's impossible for some celibate priest or bishop from the 4th century to know anything at all about the love of a man and a woman in marriage, think again. St. John Chrysostom suggests that husbands should say to their wives the following, quote, "I have taken you in my arms, and I love you, and I prefer you to my life itself. For the present life is nothing, and my most ardent dream is to spend it with you in such a way that we may be assured of not being separated in the life reserved for us. I place your love above all things, and nothing could be more bitter or painful to me than to be of a different mind than you." End of quote. And that's from the Catechism of the Catholic Church, paragraph 2365. Ladies, can you imagine if your husband said that to you? Men, can you imagine what your marriage would be like if you not only said this, but lived it? Look this up. Again, Catechism of the Catholic Church, 2365. Look it up. Copy it. Frame it. Put it on your bathroom mirror for your spouse to see in the morning. Write it on a piece of paper and set it in the center of your kitchen table. Or make it your next Valentine's Day card, a homemade card with this quote inside. Make the focus of your marriage nothing short of unity of mind and heart every day in this life, and heaven together in the next life. St. John Chrysostom also said this, "If a man and a woman marry in order to be companions on a journey to heaven, their union will bring them great joy." I love that. Keep the focus on heaven. Keep the goal in mind in your marriage. Our guests today are a couple that exemplify that unity and purpose of being companions on a journey toward heaven. They have given their time, their talents, their treasure, and their son to the church. And that is a special kind of generosity. Bob and Jackie Schumer were married September 13th, 1975 at St. Vincent de Paul Church in Perryville, Missouri, where they are still active parishioners today. Bob is a lector and RCIA catechist, while both Bob and Jackie are extraordinary ministers of Holy Communion and very involved in the Cursillo movement. Bob is self-employed as a cabinet maker and woodworker at Joseph's Shop. Jackie is a secretary at the Perry Park Center. They have 4 children, three daughters and a son, who is Father Jason Schumer at Kenrick Glennon Seminary, and seven grandchildren. Bob and Jackie love being with their family, camping, and traveling with friends. Well, Bob and Jackie Schumer, welcome to the Pearl of Great Price Radio Show.
Thank you.
So glad
Pleasure
to have
to be here.
You. We're so excited to have you. And first and foremost, I want to say thank you for the gift of your son to the church as a priest of the Archdiocese of St. Louis. He's a wonderful, wonderful priest, and it's an honor for us to have you both here on the show. So first and foremost, I just want to thank you for that.
Thank you.
All right. Now, let's get to some of the questions about your story. How did you two meet? And what was your first impression of each other, and what was it that made you fall in love? Jackie, I want to start with you. How did you meet Bob?
We were in high school, so I guess you can say we were high school sweethearts.
I love it.
I think, was it at homecoming? Homecoming, of course, so that's football homecoming. Of course, he was a football player, you know.
So,
always the football player, and he was kind of cute, so it just...
So did you start dating in high school?
Yes.
I love that.
Yes, we did.
Okay. Well, what was it about him or her, or Bob, what about her, and Jackie, what about him, that made you fall in love? Okay, that initial high school, you said he was cute, you know, you have that initial attraction. But then, of course, as you get to know that person, what were the qualities that you saw in each other that you thought, maybe this is the person that God has chosen for me? Bob, what did you see in Jackie?
Well, as she said, she was very cute, too. But I think it's probably her background, her strong family, and her desire to serve others, I think, was a big thing, you know, that she always wanted to be a helping hand, to do things for other people. And I think that was one thing.
That is a beautiful quality. Really, what did you see in Bob, Jackie, that drew you to him, that wanted you to be his wife?
He also came from a strong and big family. And, you know, I saw that goodness in him, and I just kind of felt like I, you know, could carry on a relationship and hopefully be a part of that family.
I love that. So you both had those strong Catholic families, those strong big families together.
Yes.
You know, that was important for my husband and I, too, just very similar backgrounds. I mean, that's not always the case. We're very different and unique in our own personalities, but sometimes that foundation is huge, to have that same foundation. Beautiful.
Yes.
Well, what do you remember most about your wedding and your early years of marriage, and what were some of your greatest joys? Bob, why don't we start with you on this one? What do you remember most?
Our wedding day was a very busy day. Of course, we had the mass and marriage, then a big afternoon reception, and then an evening dance.
So you had both a reception in the afternoon and then an evening dance.
Yes.
And this
was
all in Perryville.
Yes. Two different halls, as a matter of fact.
And that was pretty typical for Perryville. And it's probably still is. You know, you have all of that in one day. You have, you know, the mass, you have a reception, and then you have this big dance.
So it, the reception is for your invited guests, but then the dance is for everybody?
It's more open, yes.
More open. So not the whole town comes, but if they know you, they feel like they can come to the dance.
Yes.
I love that. That would be so cool. That would be amazing to have that.
Then the first years of our marriage, I think the thing that always has stuck out for me is that we lived in five places in 5 years.
Really?
And had three daughters.
Five places, all in Perryville or just around the United States?
All in Perryville.
Oh, my goodness. Well, what was that like moving for you, Jackie? Okay, you had three daughters in 5 years and moving five different times.
It seems like every time we moved, we had a child. So, of course, our first place to live was just when we got married. We lived in a new townhouse apartment, which was new and special, you know, and then... We had to move 2 years later, I guess, and then we had a child, or we were expecting a child. Then after that, then we had to move again, and I was expecting again.
And so each time was, of course, maybe a little bit bigger to accommodate your growing family as well?
Not so much. It was one time they were selling the place, or, you know, new renters were coming in, whatever circumstances.
By necessity, almost.
Yeah, we had to move, but it seemed like... We were pregnant again.
So. I love it.
And finally, we moved to our permanent home. So.
Okay. So then after those 5 years, you've kind of stayed put.
Yes.
Well, that's good. That gives you a little bit of stability and grounds you in that family home, which I'm sure is great. Well, what were some of your greatest joys in those early years that you can remember?
Oh, I guess just our three little girls. They're all a year apart.
So you were raising them together, really, just all three together.
And they were best friends, you know.
That's nice.
I continued to work, So, you know, that was a big job getting them off to the babysitter or off to school and coming home and taking care of them. That was a lot. Sometimes, you know, I look back and people say, how did you do that? And it's like, I really don't know, but I know God was with me. And, you know, it was just everyday life for us.
Sure. But three children in three years. That's definitely, I'm sure that was a lot at that time. And then was there a little bit of a gap then before you had your son, Jason?
Yes.
That's beautiful. Okay, yes. So what do you remember of some of those foundational daily habits that have been anchors in your marriage? Or is there something that maybe even a quote or a scripture verse or things that have helped you? You said God was with you all along. What were some of those things that helped you during those times?
The big thing, you know, at least for the kids, is prayer before meals, naturally, and the night prayers that the kids always said. And then always taking, even when they were little, taking them to Sunday Mass, them being at Mass with us was so important. For me, the foundational scriptures for the last nearly 40 years has been Paul's second letter to the Corinthians, chapter 12, our first letter to the Corinthians, chapter 12, and this reality that we all have been given these gifts. And we need to use those gifts for the good of the kingdom. Mm-hmm. And then finally, that you then are the body of Christ. Mm. Every one of you is a member of it. And I've looked at life through that lens,
that we
are the body of Christ.
Yes.
And that changes things.
Yes, and you're to use your gifts for the building up of the body.
Exactly.
And that's for you as a married couple as well. Mm. That's actually awesome. I love that. Well, through the hectic years of working and raising a family, how did you still nurture your marriage?
In 1984, Bob and I both made a crisile. And actually, I was pregnant with our son. But the crisile really changed our lives.
Did it?
Right. Our daughters were 5, 6, and 7. So they were still very young, but crisile it really was a life-changing movement for us.
And what was it? What did you take away from that crisile that impacted your marriage?
Just to really have a strong relationship with God, with Jesus, to increase our prayer life, to know the value of church and of Mass and of the Eucharist. Mm-hmm. I mean, to really instill that in our kids.
Yes.
You know, they were little, but like Bob said, you know, we would always go to church as a family, you know, pray together as a family.
Yes.
To me, that was important.
That's so beautiful. Yeah. I wish our listeners could see you've got tears in your eyes as you even say that. And again, sometimes you know when God has given you a gift, that crisile retreat, it's a fork in the road, and you can see the difference of before and after. What about you, Bob, when you say that crisile also changed your life? How did it change your marriage or what you even viewed of as your role as husband?
I realized immediately, in fact, on the weekend, that I was there to bring this to my family, my personal family, and then our family as well. And a good example of just one small thing, on one particular weekend that I was involved on, the priest was giving a sacraments talk and talking about marriage and family, and he told us, your children are not your own. God has entrusted them to you. They belong to him.
Mm-hmm.
And I can remember on that weekend giving Jason back to God. And it had a difference, made a difference, I think, in the way I looked at my kids, particularly Jason. And I could really see God working in him.
It's amazing you say that, because I remember actually as a mother, and again, we share this bond, we are parents of priests, of realizing exactly that thought. Your children are not your own. They never have been. They never will be. They are God's. They belong to God. And that's when you really do say, okay, God, have your way with him.
Exactly.
He's yours. He's always has been yours. Or she, if it, you know, whatever it is with your child that you're thinking about, and you realize you've just been entrusted for a very short time to raise them the best way you can, to pass the faith on, and then it's up to him and God.
Yeah, thy will be done, Lord.
Exactly.
Yes, use them.
Use them. And you want the Lord to use them, and you want the Lord to call them how he's made them to love and to serve. I'm so glad you said that, because that is a key moment, I think, for all parents to realize. But it's crucial then, too, for your marriage, because you realize that your marriage is going to remain when your kids are long gone, grown, and raised, right?
Yes.
They're there for a short time, and they don't belong to you. But you two belong to each other. God has given you two to each other.
We are one.
Exactly. You are one. I love that. Well, describe, of course, how you passed that faith on to your children. What were some of the essential values that you really wanted to make sure that you instilled into them? And any advice that you might have for other young families of today? Who wants to start with that one?
Probably what we learned through Curcio and the importance of basically prayer, study, and action, and making them know the importance of those things.
Now, when you say study, do you mean just keep learning in your faith?
Yes, yes. Exactly.
Right.
Yes. Yeah. And Curcio teaches that you have to live a balanced life of grace. Mm. And it's a balance between three things: piety, study, and action. Those are the values that we wanted to instill in our children, too. And they are living lives of piety, study, and action. In fact, they've all made Curcio, too, now. In fact, Jason, Father Schumer, is the spiritual director for the Curcio movement in the Archdiocese.
Is he really?
So yes. Isn't it interesting that Jackie was pregnant with Jason on her weekend?
Wow.
And now he's the spiritual director for the Archdiocese of St. Louis for the Curcio.
I believe the Holy Spirit on that weekend, you know, somehow came down, not in me, you know.
Exactly.
To that child.
God was saying, just you wait. Yeah. Yeah. Jackie and Bob, when you see what this weekend is going to do and the fruit that's going to come from one weekend together.
Right.
And now through your son being the spiritual director for that, for the Archdiocese. Yes. All because you went on a retreat.
Yes.
And, you know, we can't stress that enough for couples, whether it's a Curcio retreat, whether it's an ACTS retreat, when people go on those. I know that can be separate for men and for women. But marriage encounter retreats. Mm-hmm. Any type of a retreat experience, it can only benefit your marriage. I think we just need, that's one of the, maybe the purpose of this show right here is to see the fruit that came from that one. And notice you know exactly when it was in your marriage. You knew what year it was. You knew exactly, because that was the fork in the road for you.
Yes.
And the year Jason was born.
Sure. Absolutely. Yeah.
Awesome. And I would encourage husbands and wives and family, or husbands and wives, to make it, you know, like the Curcio or marriage encounter, early in their marriage.
Yes.
Yeah, it's important that our kids were young.
Right.
Yes.
Because it had such an impact on the way we raised our kids.
I would say that's a great piece of advice. Do it early.
Or do it early, because you just reap the benefits, and they will just, you know, you may be gone for a weekend, but down the road it is just complete joy.
I love that. Thank you for sharing that. Absolutely. Okay, I want to get through a couple of questions because I know it's so important. I mean, I want to hear more from your story, but I know that every marriage has stood the test of time and has had to persevere through trials. And before we even went on the air, Jackie, you said, I want to make sure people know that we are just normal, that we are not perfect, you know, that every marriage has struggles or things that are difficult. So how has your faith sustained you, or what are some of those trials that maybe you could share that so that other couples know that they can persevere and work through these things? I don't know if there's anything you want to share on that front.
Well, for us, my father always told me, God will provide. Mm. You know, he was a good old German father, you know, but he said, God will provide. You know, we both worked, did not have an abundance of money, finances, but, you know, God always provided, you know.
That's so
We had food on the table. The kids were happy, you know. Just God always provided for us. And I think that's the main thing that in our marriage.
That sometimes maybe has been difficult, I'm sure.
Sure, yes. Financial struggles were a big thing. We built our house when interest was 20%.
Oh, my goodness,
And trying to send four kids to Catholic school.
Sure.
So financially, probably those were the things we struggled
with. We kind of argued a lot about finances.
You
know? I love it. Sometimes we argued about finances.
Yes, you know, how are we going to pay this bill this month, you know? Those are the big struggles.
But I love how you said God will provide. You have persevered through that. Yep. You were able, and you have to prioritize, I'm sure, like you said, Catholic school.
Right.
Sending your kids to the Catholic school for you was a priority.
And we sacrificed other things because of that.
Yep, absolutely.
Because that was important to
us. Absolutely. All right, well, what was your initial reaction when your son, Jason, now Father Jason Schumer, told you that he wanted to enter the seminary? Now, you already told me that you had already surrendered him to God. Were you surprised, and had you seen early signs of his vocation as a child?
No, we were not surprised.
You knew.
We knew as a small child, probably 6, 7, you know, he would say Mass, you know, in our living room. He would get all the mask stuff, and he had a little, I think it was a graduation robe or something
that he
had.
Pretend that was his vestment.
Oh, yes, yeah. Yes. Mm-hmm. He would say the mass, you know.
Crucifix and candles and all
that.
Yeah,
the, I love you it. Know, yeah. Just, so that's good. You just knew.
Right.
And then the big thing was the pastor came to his class, I think he was in seventh grade, and gave a talk on vocations. And he told them at the end that if there's someone in your class that you think would make a good priest or sister, you should tell them. And three of his classmates.
Gave him his name?
No, told Jason.
Oh, told Jason.
That he should think about being a priest. And oh. I think that's when he really made the decision that this is what God's calling me to.
Wow, when other people see it in you. And those were his peers that saw
it. Yes, his classmates.
Yeah. Wow, that's awesome. That is awesome. So what is it like for you now to have a priest in the family? I mean, I know you have your three daughters, and then you had one son to give up your one son to the church. And there's some joys and sacrifices in that. What have been some of those joys and sacrifices that your family, some of the fruit of that in your family?
Well, truthfully, I don't think really has even been a sacrifice. It's just been all joy.
Good.
He comes together. He'll have Mass at home for us. And that includes the whole family.
How beautiful.
You know.
And she's crying. Again, yes. Listeners, you can't see this. But this is a mother who is tearing up and choking right now on her words as she just thinks about the joys.
Yeah.
It's so beautiful.
I mean,
to
it's
see
just
that,
gathering
Jackie.
Around the, you know, the table and with the three daughters and my son-in-laws and the seven grandchildren. I mean, it's beautiful.
Yes.
What more could it be?
You're right.
Probably the most difficult thing, and it shouldn't be a difficulty, is the fact that he spent quite a few years in Rome studying.
Yes.
So he was so far away. But even that was a blessing because we got to go over there and visit. The whole family went over for his diaconate ordination.
Mm.
Cardinal Burke vested him and then said his first Mass.
Wow.
And even that, although, you know, being so far away, we still talked to him all the time, and we knew that he was safe.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Some, you know, people ask me, you know, don't you miss him? And I said, well, yes, I miss him, but when he was in Rome, I knew he was safe compared to many of the other mothers that sent their sons to Iraq.
You're right.
You know.
You're right.
He was safe. He was happy, you know.
And doing what
and
God
doing
was
well.
Calling him
yes.
to.
Yes.
You know. Absolutely. All right. So I love hearing your story. This is so beautiful. Now, Bob, I know you have been influenced by John Paul II's Theology of the Body.
Yes.
And that's actually how we had a conversation that you said that, you know, this has been life-changing for you, and you've taken courses taught by Christopher West at the Theology of the Body Institute. So how has this teaching impacted your life, your marriage, and your family?
As we said earlier, the Crucial Weekend was such a life-changing experience, but now that the 2-week-long courses that I've spent with Christopher on Theology of the Body had the same impact. It's life-changing. This reality that God has created us as male and female in the divine image,
yes.
and what that means. I remember when I first heard Theology of the Body, as I said, I looked at the world through this lens that we are the body of Christ. And I saw this, I received an article about Theology of the Body, and naturally when I heard that, I thought, well, that's got to be about the body of Christ. And then I read that, and I said, this is all about sex and marriage.
A little shocking there.
Yeah.
Surprise.
But then, you know, as you study it more, I love St. John Paul II's catechesis on Ephesians chapter 5.
Yes.
You know, the ladies tend to tune that out.
Wives, be submissive to your husbands.
Yes,
that whole thing
yes.
gets everybody mad, but it's not about
but,
that.
Yeah, listen to what he says next.
Right.
Husbands, love your wives as Christ loved the church. Go to the cross for your wife.
Yes.
And then he finishes it by saying, this is a great mystery, and it refers to Christ and his church. And what he's saying there is the mystery of husbands and wives and the mystery of Christ and his church. Christ and his body are all part of the same big mystery.
Yes.
And then it connected to me.
It all made sense.
Yes, it all fit.
Yes. So, yeah. And that's what our faith does. Our faith wants, it's a seamless garment, right?
Yes.
It just all makes sense. It all comes together. And when you are shown these beautiful teachings, these truths, and you let them sink in and ponder them, whether it's through a Crucio, whether it's through going through Theology of the Body, whatever it is, when a couple discovers this, it's like, wow, you know, just the light just shines so much brighter. That is so beautiful. Well, is there anything else in our final minute that you want to share or any topic that you feel is important about your legacy or what you want to leave to your grandkids or what you want them to know about marriage or for other young couples who are out there listening right now? What would you say to that young couple?
I think probably I would stress the importance of family and families praying together. That was my dad's motto. Family that prays together stays together. There's nine of us. No divorces in the nine of us.
Wow.
100-some years of committed relationship.
There's a legacy right there. And, wow.
Yeah, that's what I want to instill in our kids, our families, and in our grandchildren, to know the importance of those committed relationships and the importance of family and putting God at the center of all that.
I love it. Thank you. Jackie, you get the final word.
I get the final word. I would just say ditto, just family and to continue learning about God. I mean, the journey in our Catholic faith is an ongoing journey.
Yes.
Never stop wanting to know God and to love Him and to serve Him.
Thank you.
Mystery infinite in its depth.
It's so true. You guys are awesome. Wow, I'm so sorry we are out of time. I could listen to you. Your wisdom, your nuggets of truth that you've shared with all of us are so beautiful. And again, the fruit of your marriage is so evident, and we thank you for sharing with us today on The Pearl of Great Price. Let's conclude by praying for vocations. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. God, our Father, bless your church with an abundance of priests, deacons, brothers, and sisters. Give those you have called to marriage and those you have chosen to live as single persons in the world the special graces that their lives need. Form all of us into the likeness of your Son, so that in Him, with Him, and through Him, we may love you more deeply and serve you more faithfully. And Father, help me to know and to live my vocation. With Mary, I ask this through Jesus our Lord. Amen.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Bob and Jackie Schumer, thank you for being guests today on The Pearl of Great Price. Thank you for having us. All right, join us next time for The Pearl of Great Price. Until then, go to pattyschneier.com to listen to previously recorded broadcasts. Click on the radio show tab and share the link with family and friends. This is Patty Schneier reminding you to seek the will of God in all things and strive for holiness.